Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Newton takes the snap. And drops to the knee with 34 seconds and counting. No need to snap it again.
Oh, look at this.
And some late pushing from one of the Dolphins.
I'm sure Cam's running his mouth. I'd be running it too.
Has brought a lot of
football
energy.
In a year, and I went out and played well.
He brought a lot of energy to the Patriots during training camp. We heard so much about it. And today, he brought the Patriots across the finish line with 75 Ooh. Yards rushing, including two touchdowns, 15 of 19 passing, 155 yards.
All right, 1-0. Patriots season underway. Zoe, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought they played well.
What'd you make of it?
First time seeing them out of the chute for me. But we'll get to the defense. But we're going to start with the offense because everybody wants to talk about Cam Newton. That was a great start for him. Great start. Took everything with his feet and with his arm that they gave him. I thought he read the RPO stuff phenomenally. Now, he's been running a lot of that going back to his high school days, you know, where you put the ball in the basket of the running back. And
right.
He really, you know, we saw Lamar Jackson do it last year. And Jackson's pretty freaking good with it, too. No kidding, right? But it's an art to know when to place that ball in there and when to take it out because it's dangerous, that mesh point, because you can put the ball on the ground quite easily. I thought he protected the ball well yesterday, throwing it and rushing it. There wasn't that, oh, no, throw for me at any point yesterday. Like, don't throw that one. There was one where he threw it away where Edelman was out on the right, but he felt pressure. And, you know, just the one issue on a slip on that third down that was somewhat odd. I don't know if it was a slip or if he just took the sack.
I think he took the sack.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No.
Not with that size. Because somebody could grab his leg and he could step out of it and drag him for 5 yards.
Wait, that's why we don't want to do that?
Yeah.
How about we don't want to do that because we don't want to be out of field goal
range?
Well,
that's even more of a reason. Right.
What happened? So what happened after that play? And this, I don't want to focus on this because I'd rather focus on the overwhelmingly positive day that came.
Of course.
But on that particular play, yeah. Did Bill Belichick go to him after the play?
Yeah, it was
odd. That's what I saw in the tweets.
Bill usually
went right to him.
Bill usually stands down in the middle and he's jotting stuff down. He takes his pencil out of his visor behind his ear and writes something down. Like, okay, took sack there. Okay, he did that. Then he stepped like 3 yards onto the field and he went to Cam and talked to him about something. I don't know what it was. He didn't chew him out. It might have been, hey.
Did you trip or did you just take the sack?
I need to know. Probably want to know what happened there.
What just happened here?
Okay.
What happened there, Cam?
And then he turned and walked away. Got the answer, whatever it was.
I'm willing to bet Cam said I slipped, but I'm not so sure he did.
Yeah.
Not so sure he did.
He warms up with a different pair of shoes and he changes his shoes. He's been doing this his whole career.
Yeah, he's got multiple pairs.
Yeah,
huh?
he loves his he's different warm-ups and all that stuff.
But
yeah.
Zoe, you mentioned that mesh point and how like how dangerous and how like fragile that is. Especially when the mesh point seems to last sometimes for like 2-3 steps.
Oh, I know. I'm yelling. Pull it.
He's got the.
Yeah.
And I was talking with Perillo about it last night. I'm like, is that what he's always done? Because, I mean, you watch Cam Newton.
Not to that point, I don't think.
It's a dangerous game he's playing,
holy
my friends.
Holy cow. There was one in the third quarter, and I think it was Michelle who came across from his right. He put it in. You know,
I thought he gave it to him.
With his left hand. He took like 2 steps with him, then took it back and went around behind Michelle with the ball. I'm like,
yeah, like a lead blocker.
Holy.
Okay, but how much more effective is it because of that?
I think it is, but it's
ridiculous.
It's huge.
And it's being done out of necessity is why it's happening.
Yeah. And they're going to be careful not to wear him out. Like, that's the most carries.
Here's what
ever
I
had.
Found yesterday. It's second most, by the way.
Sorry.
Yeah, he had 15 carries yesterday. His career high in a regular season game was 17 back in 2014. So I would say that when you look at this offense yesterday, the biggest takeaway is the offense is Cam Newton. What are they running this year?
This isn't taking Cam Newton.
They're running the Cam Newton offense here.
This is how he won the job.
Everything is going to go through him because they just don't have much else on this team. And here's my concern about it. By the way, they're doing the right thing. They're going to use Cam Newton like Cam Newton has historically been used. You're going to run 15 times in a game? I could see that happening the next, month straight, where every game he's getting these 10 to 15 runs that are part of the game plan. Yeah. That you look at and say, this is the way you're supposed to use him, not put him in the pocket, not protect him, not take care of him. But how long does that last, though?
I don't know.
Last an entire season?
And I said this, too, and I just watched him in a pregame, and I'm like, my God, how many times can you open up to your left, do a play fake, then do a half roll right, set up, and then throw the ball? Like, that's his drop back. That's his marquee drop back, where we're going to open left fake because it makes him snap his shoulders around, and it's almost like he gets more velocity on the ball when they do that. Like, there's no straight drop back. It's all play fake left, roll right, set, throw. So they've sort of shrunk things down, and credit to Josh here for finding out in 3.5 weeks, what does this guy do well? Because it's really not what they were repping in camp. You didn't see any of this stuff in camp.
Well, so how do you know you weren't there?
Well, I wasn't there, but from all reports, you would have got all the RPO reports, right? Out of the wazoo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, they just did standard stuff in camp. Like, you can't tell me that if Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham had to go in that game yesterday, they were going to do the same thing.
Oh, they can't do that.
Hell no. You can't do that with them. This game plan was all based on Cam Newton. And that's how you come in. You win a starting job in 3.5 weeks. You're going to flip it, make it my game plan? Or are you going to make it yours? You're going to force me to run a Tom Brady offense? Because maybe he would have got beaten out with that if it was all Tom Brady offense. Because Hoyer knows that system much in depth, more deeper than Cam does.
These are sort of the questions we're going to go back to as part of this offense every week. Who is the best receiver not named Julian Edelman? You don't even want to name one.
I don't know. I don't know yet.
You don't even want to do it.
Well, no, you have to name the only one that really did anything yesterday.
You may not
even
have
if
one.
He was bad.
Harry.
But
I'm sorry, but that was a bad day for him.
That's not a good day for Nikhil Harry.
That fumble negates anything else he did.
I'll take Ryan Izzo and his one catch that went for 25 yards.
That's a tight end. That's not a receiver.
I'm shocked that Harry played 55 snaps.
You only have one to choose from. It's Nikhil. I mean, well, Edelman. I mean, other than Edelman.
No, other than Edelman. This is the point of the exercise.
I mean, James White, but do you really think of him as a receiver?
No, he's a running back.
Get ready for next week. You're going to have Jamal Adams. Hey,
we're going to do it every week.
You're going to have Jamal Adams and some other nickel guy on Edelman. They're going to negate Edelman next week.
And then every week.
He's not going to let Edelman get less snaps and the most catches out there like he did yesterday.
And by the way,
that defense was bad.
You mentioned Ryan Izzo. Ryan Izzo is apparently the tight end on the team. He's apparently the guy. He played 98% of the offensive snaps yesterday.
Yeah.
Bulked up a little bit, huh?
You think so? He's had a good offseason?
He was blocking pretty well yesterday.
Was that COVID pounds or was that a good life cycle? What was it?
I remember how he looked like a high school kid last year.
We talking Nick Folk pounds, or are we talking a different guy?
Yeah, definitely not.
Nick Folk has the COVID-15. That's Jim Louth.
He didn't have any. He didn't think he was coming back to play football again. But
one
here
suggestion
he is.
For him: don't roll the sleeves up.
Don't do that. Please
don't
do that.
The longest sleeves you can get on that jersey.
Yeah.
He's not.
Go all merino sleeves. What cut them and they're all loose and baggy.
What'd you think of the uniforms on TV?
Thought they sucked.
Their uniforms suck.
Garbage.
Man. They gotta bring back the silver pants.
They gotta go back to the drawing board. If they want new uniforms, they have to actually spend time designing new uniforms and not being like, we'll take color rush ones that they gave us.
I watched a lot of games yesterday, obviously, but it's something new. It's this new thing with the league where the pants and the socks are all gonna be like one included color. And it's all one color. I don't like it. I think it shrinks guys' legs. It makes people look smaller than what they actually are. Like, the Patriots looked small yesterday. Out there warming up. They're like, Jesus, they look like a high school team. But they really don't have that big, imposing guy. Like, they don't have Nate Solder. They don't have a Sebastian Vollmer. Like their guards and tackles aren't huge guys.
Everything runs through Cam on the offense. Yep. We start with that today. 617-779-0985. I think there were some real positives on the other side of the ball too with the defense that we will get to. Let's do that coming up and your calls and reaction. Do the Patriots start the year with a win over the Dolphins?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit Gambling. HelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Burkhead now to the backfield in motion left. Newton fakes to him, rolls to the right. Cam's going to run it to the 10. Outside to the 5. Newton to the pylon.
Got
touchdown.
It.
Yeah. Patriots. His second in his New England debut.
That's a man right there, boy.
Woo. He's very, very unselfish player. He's a great teammate. He's earned everybody's respect, really, daily. He just continues to do everything that he can to help our team, and that's really all you can ask from anyone. And he continually does that, puts himself last and puts the team first. So,
the over-the-top praise of Cam Newton by Bill Belichick is reaching an uncomfortable level. It's odd. We're just not used to it. It's a little strange. Come on, you got to admit, Zoe.
Well, it's
what's
different.
Going on here?
It's different. It is. It's different. He praised J.C. Jackson after the game, too, and he really doesn't single a guy out. Like, if you ask him, and you know a running back has a good game, like, oh, James White had a great game today, coach, huh? Over 100 yards receiving, and you know, you really fed him 10 catches.
What does he do?
Well, all our running backs really had a good game, you know, yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, but there might be something here with Cam where he knows that Cam needs to be coached this way and be lauded this way.
I start thinking, is he paying him just in the compliments? Because we know he's not paying him much in terms of his salary. And you've got a game now on the books here. We've got a record of what Cam Newton means to the team. And Cam Newton is the team offensively. That's how it looked yesterday. So it's hard to continue to just, it will be hard. Excuse me. Let me say this. It's not hard yet. But as I said, a month or 6 weeks in, if it still looks like this, it's going to be hard to justify paying the guy what they pay him. So in the meantime, is he just going to pay him in the compliments and have Cam feeling good?
It's so
and you know, continue to rehab the image of Cam Newton in terms of, no, he's not old and broken down and out. No, this is a great team leader and a great quarterback, yeah, and everybody should want this guy on his team so that Cam goes out next year. It gets one of those veteran quarterback deals that you look at and say, "Oh, wow, good for you. A lot of guaranteed money there.
Like Teddy Bridgewater got one. If you could play like this, you could get way past what Teddy, but I bring up Teddy Bridgewater because that's the guy who replaced him down there. And oh, by the way, Carolina lost. Here's what it is for me. I had fun calling this game yesterday because I watched him from start to finish, start of warm-up all the way through. Now, it is not a maniacal warm-up like Tom Brady. You know, Jim Louth was there too yesterday. Jim could tell you this. He takes his time in warm up. It's like one toss. You know, you come out, he comes out for pregame, stands there, does one toss. Then he moves around a little bit.
He turns the opposite way, faces, he looks around in the stands. He looks
and then the other
everything.
Quarterback throws the ball back to the guy next to him, catching. The guy's ready to give it to him. Cam's looking at the other team.
And Hoyer's just standing around, not knowing what to do, waiting for the ball to come back because he's playing catch with Hoyer.
Then he bends over, touches his toes, and he goes, okay, give me the ball. Throws it back to him. And he does the same thing. And then there might be a song that comes on he likes, and it's and you know, we're doing this and this stuff, and we're moving around.
Love it.
And then you watch him in between series, and he's going up and down with each guy. And if he keeps this going to where, okay, I'm with you, I'm in your face, just follow me, leave me, let's go, they're going to gravitate. They have gravitated towards him. It is different. It's a different warm-up, a different game. But I had fun calling a game yesterday. It's a different way to win. And I think that's what Patriots fans are going to learn here because you've been so conditioned for 20 years. We do it this way. It's very precise. Everything's about timing and precision. And we're going to play a little loose here.
Puts himself last and puts the team first. So
it's just so he's a team guy. He's all about the team, doing whatever it takes to win.
But that's
no one that I work with at the Sports Hub that I feel more strongly about than Hardy.
Yeah, he's like Hardy. That's what he is. He's the Hardy of the Patriots.
He's a very, very unselfish player. He's a great teammate. He's earned everybody's respect.
I mean
Hardy's weird. Hardy's
how
done.
Interchangeable that is.
Like, I just absolutely love the guy, and I feel incredibly talented.
Huh. Oh, boy. Taking away Zoe's good mood.
It's all true.
I was feeling pretty good today, too. Yeah.
See?
Let's talk about the defense. They're better than I thought they'd be.
Oh my God,
I know their secondary is great. The question was about the linebackers and the front seven. And listen, I know it's the Dolphins. It's one of their weaker teams on the schedule.
Miami,
okay?
This is
in Kansas City they were playing.
Gauge your expectations here because Miami's not a good football team.
No, they're not. Okay. But is it wrong to say, there's some of that potential that we talk about with those guys, with Chase Winovich or Derek Rivers, or name your guy in the front seven.
They are so multiple. They're subbing guys out four or five at a time every play. There wasn't one mistake yesterday with no four preseason games to have sideline interaction. The way we're going to look at things, Steve Belichick looks like he was calling all the plays. Bill's talking to him in between series. Okay, why was Josh Uche inactive yesterday? Then I figured out was we're going to carry every DB that we have because we're going to play six and seven DBs on the field at sometimes. And this defense looks new and different too. I mean, you got McCourty and Gilmore and Jackson, and you know those guys. But good day yesterday for Winovich. Bentley was solid. Lawrence Guy is, you know, what they're doing now is they're doubling Lawrence Guy. Lawrence Guy has almost become the new Vince Wilfork, where he's the best, biggest guy you have. We're going to double him, and then it's up to guys like Cowart. Cowart got good leverage yesterday. Dietrich Wise looks heavier. Derek freaking Rivers. Finally, after 3 years.
Here he is.
And all of his rehab. And Belichick talks about him and Wise like in the same breath. Like, these guys work their ass off. Nobody works harder.
Everyone down there is working harder than anybody else.
I love the fact that everybody works harder. Oh, you worked harder yesterday. I'm going to work harder than you today.
Nobody works harder than them.
Well, nobody works harder than Hardy. You know?
All true.
Oh, man. Hardy had what? The golf show? He had to do the revs. He had to do Patriots. 8 hours of that yesterday sitting in the studio. Here he is in there.
Don't
today.
Forget satellite.
Satellite
rated the guys all over the place. Never stops working.
Make money.
Never stops working. 617-779-0985. Let's get to some of your calls. Keith and Woburn. Keith.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
How are you?
Josh McDaniels called a timeout yesterday.
You're talking about the one before the end of the was the end of the first quarter? What was that? He didn't call it, though. He was motioning to his players to call it.
Right, because it's always so seemed like that was Bill Belichick. I mean, no one's ever called timeout besides Bill.
Well, you're not allowed to. It's got to be the head coach or it's got to be someone on the field.
Unless you got a complete foobar out there. And maybe that's what Josh knew. Like,
and then
they
gave him the timeout back. It was the end of the first quarter, right? That didn't count as a timeout because they would have used
the
four.
The refs messed that up.
They would have used four. Yeah. They didn't need to call a timeout.
Right.
So there was no break in the first quarter. They needed to get a break in.
Well, we went to TV. Yeah, we had to go to a TV timeout. That was the problem.
So they went to use a timeout, and the ref said, you don't need to use a timeout. We're taking a timeout here.
Yeah.
Is that what happened, Jim?
That was effed up.
Yeah, that was fat. So part of my duties in the game is to listen to the TV truck now to know when they're going to break.
Yeah.
Because for road games, it's going to be more difficult for us to see when they're actually going to go to commercial.
Yes.
The TV people were freaking out that they didn't have enough commercials in. It was hilarious to listen to.
Yeah, they needed to get a break in there.
He's like, I'm going. I'm taking a full break. I don't care. That's what the director said.
Oh, I love that. I don't give a damn.
Was the director Ross? Was it Ross?
It was, I think it's one of the assistant directors that's in charge of the breaks.
So that's what happened. But McDaniels, you could see, he had the play sheet in his hand. He's going like this. They showed it on TV.
Mm.
He's looking at his guys in the field like, we're calling a timeout. Call a timeout. And I don't think they actually.
Yeah, it's 26 seconds.
No one actually called a timeout. So you see McDaniels calling for a timeout, looking at his players like, guys, call a timeout. And then they didn't end up using one because they didn't actually call one.
Yeah.
So otherwise they would have had four timeouts because Romo at one point was like, wait, are we giving them too many timeouts? I thought they had already used. And then that was what they had to go back to. That was not a timeout, but they never explained it. If you're watching the game, Patriots did not use a timeout.
That's pissed. Romo didn't bring his music and his speakers and that. Usually he's blasted 80s music up there in pregame.
What happened?
I'm like, dude, turn your music on. We can hear it. Like, the whole stadium's dead. You can hear a pin drop in here.
Yeah.
And Marino was down the field. I was screaming at him. Hal heard me up in the press box.
The producer came over from TV to our booth before the game. He said, hey, just so you know, he's like, for when Zoe gets here, he said, once the talent gets in the booth, nobody's allowed in the booth anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed to go in their booth once Nancy and Romo make the booth.
Yeah.
So Zoe just usually barges in and starts saying hi and hugging
him. So I screamed through the window at him. I was punching the window.
Zoe leaned out the window and reached in, around to talk to Romo before the
game. He gave him a reach around.
Romo was fine. He didn't even have a mask on.
Didn't even reach
around the pillar to shake his hand.
No, I didn't give him a reach around.
Well, in a sense, you did. Yes, that's okay.
And it was unprotected. There were no masks.
That was like the day when John Madden told sent someone over to tell Gil Santos to stop smoking cigarettes in between breaks. And Gil knocked on the window and told him he was number one. Right there, pal.
And so you didn't have to yell. You could have just spoken in a normal voice and he would have heard you clearly in that stadium yesterday.
Sorry. Jake, how weird was that, Jim? How weird was that? It was surreal. It was literally surreal.
I looked around.
I wasn't ready for it to be like that.
I looked around and said, "Oh, who's clapping? There's like fans here." Like, no, it was Steve Belichick on the sidelines warming up the team.
You could hear
clapping.
You could hear everything they're saying on the field, like in warmups. And I was so ready for the 75 or 80 decibel that we're gonna have this low ambient sound that would sound like. You didn't have that yesterday.
So
they turned down the speakers, didn't they, Artie?
How weird was it leaving there after a home game?
I thought
there would be people like hanging out at Patriot Place.
I thought you were going to get the weirdos showing up, you know? Yeah.
No.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. Jake's in Boston on the Patriots win. Hey, Jake.
Hey, a couple points, four of them. I'll get through them quick. Number one, I don't think we learned anything about the Patriots or Tampa yesterday. They both played teams of equivalent talent levels. Pats didn't beat a good team. Tampa didn't lose to a bad team on the road. Two, we're 1-0 without the wives and the girlfriends in the stands. No wags means no distractions.
Got your legs, baby.
I like that. That's good.
I like that. Got your legs.
And to be honest, I thought the players were banned from going out and doing things in public, you know, outside of work, but the wives can. So Jake Bailey's fiance, who just happens to be named Bailey, was at Lincoln.
Wait, whoa. Time out.
Her name's Bailey Bailey?
Yes. Former Patriots cheerleader Bailey Medeiros.
So if they get married, her name will be Bailey Bailey.
Bailey Bailey.
But you're not allowed to date players.
I'd keep my maiden name if I were her.
Bailey Squared.
To my point, your players aren't allowed to go out. So you're telling your wives you can go out and, you know, have a good time and go spend time with around. What happens if she comes home, she's got the COVID, and all of a sudden she gets her husband infected, and then the husband goes into work and infects the entire team? Like, you kind of have to keep the wives in a bubble too if they're going to be living in the same household. Number three, did you guys see the Bob Kraft TV spot during the Buccaneers game yesterday?
I did see that.
Which one?
I thought that was well placed. I thought it was done on purpose, and I thought it was well placed.
What was it?
It just proves that he was after a publicity stunt with that plane going to China. He needed so badly to cover up the Tom Brady to Tampa Bay fiasco that is still on him.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly. You're talking about someone in John of the Craft who's what's his role in MGH?
He's on the board at MGH.
But he's the head of it.
Yeah. Nope.
Hold on about that one, Jake. Hold on. That one is off the mark. He's the chair of the board at Massachusetts General Hospital.
No, they felt bad for New York. They felt bad for Mass, and they wanted to do something and help New York out.
That is someone who is intimately involved in the most prominent hospital in New England who's been at the forefront of this issue. Come on. Give me a break with that.
I thought he's been on it at Tufts, too.
I'm not sure, but I know that his job at Mass General is an important one. So please, no. But let's talk about the spot itself being placed in the middle of the Bucs game.
I thought it
was awesome. I was like, look at this. Oh, I got to rewind and watch it again. It was so good. It was just about their charitable efforts and things of that nature and about, you know, getting through the pandemic. It was strange.
It
was co-sponsored. It was Gillette and the Patriots together.
It was strange just seeing he and Jonathan just, you know, sitting together in their box alone. You got the big box up there, and, you know, the windows are open, and just those two in there.
617-779-0985. Let's continue talking about the Patriots' win yesterday over the Dolphins. More your reaction, and more on N'Keal Harry's day. Mm. Mm, that's after headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Sports Hub. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
First and goal to go for the Pats from the 10 ball on the left hash. In a tight set, Edelman to the right. Two receivers left, including Harry. Taylor's the single back. Edelman sprints right to left. Newton starts to roll that way, and then he curls back to his right. He's going to throw it for Harry. Makes the catch at the five. Tracked down by Baker from behind. Lost the ball, and it squirted through the end zone.
Come on, kill.
With a fumble and a touchback. The Dolphins are going to take over. What a huge play, if it stands. The officials conferring. N'Keal Harry made the catch on the run. Baker running him down from behind.
The ruling on the field is that the runner fumbled the ball from the field of play through the end zone for a touchback.
Maybe down.
First down, Miami.
Now, he should have lowered his shoulder and sensed this. That ball's
that
out.
Ball's
good call.
Out.
Good call, ref.
Good call. And he wasn't even reaching out.
It looks
he just
tired.
Had the ball.
He should have ran this guy over and carried him right in.
Well, N'Keal Harry had 5 catches on 6 targets yesterday, and when you just see that in the box score, you might think that he had a good day matching the other team leader, Julian Edelman, with his 5 catches.
You're not Philip Dorsett. You're not Demir Byrd. You go back to last year. When Harry touched the ball, he was explosive at times. The Kansas City game. It would turn in a corner. He had a step on a defender, a good throw by Newton out in front of him so he could catch it in stride, see the goal line, smell it. Score. Do what you got to do to get in. And the guy got on his back and then kind of just, you know, he's kind of going down. Man, take him and carry him.
How is he just catching the football?
What do you mean?
How are his hands?
They're okay.
Mediocre.
They weren't great in warm-ups pregame.
Mediocre.
He cradles the ball. I worry about
okay.
that. Like body catches.
I don't think he has sure hands. And on top of it, he can't hang on to the football there.
Oh, hold on.
He can't hang on to the football there. Going to the end.
To be fair to him, he's strong and he's aggressive when the ball's high and around.
How about when it's in his numbers?
I think he worries about catching
the double clutching and the grasping and
it's
like
there.
Trying
it's there.
To bring it to the body. He's not smooth.
Don't let it.
Nothing
touch your
he
pad.
Does is smooth.
It never let it touch your pad.
Now, for
he went
first
to the ground
round,
pretty smooth
when
he got hit in the
I'm
first
sorry,
quarter.
When
there.
You have a first round pick at receiver, it's supposed to look better than that. Like, natural ability should be better than where he's at.
He gave up 20 pounds to this safety that hit him, or a corner.
And the ball
on a swing
out.
Pass. No, no. On a, he caught a swing pass when he went motion, deep motion in the backfield. Cam swung it left. And he, like, ran into a freaking brick wall. He should have ran that guy over, too.
It's like his knees got blown out, and he just lost all control and just fell to the ground.
Now I'm
it's
not,
almost like he had no legs
how
yesterday.
How was his route running yesterday? You were very critical of the way he ran routes at times last year.
It was okay.
Okay.
But they got a lot of, they got a lot of zone yesterday. So some of those catches are in zone where he just curls inside. Cam waits till he sees him open. Cam did it with Izzo, too. And this is where it's different with Brady and Cam. Brady be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom. Ball's coming out whether you're looking or not. Because I expect you to be here. Cam waits to see it, and then psh, guns it in.
He sort of telegraphs things a little
well,
bit, by the way, Cam Newton.
You kind of may have to
a little bit.
At this stage with the offense. That's first game.
A little bit.
It's going to get better.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
You know those like pitching machines at the batting cages? The arm goes really slow, and then the ball
boom!
Just whips out.
Yeah.
So you can see him. Okay, he's throwing it.
It's a windup.
Throwing it, and then
it is a windup.
Fires it in there, 90 miles an hour.
Like those drags, the Edelman over the middle. It's long windup. And I told you about the release point.
Okay, but
just
back to Harry
from some of the
back to Harry.
Yeah.
This is supposed to look better than this.
He's supposed to be your number one receiver, and that scares the living hell
he's not.
Out of me. That
he's
scares
not.
The hell out of me. Because wait, Xavier Howard didn't play yesterday. Wait until you play a guy can lock him up. This team should face more man. I'm shocked that Brian Flores didn't play more man against them. I just roll the dice. Whoever I have plays a man.
It's just
you got unproven guys out there.
Not
other than
smooth.
Edelman, I'd say that other than Edelman. Now, I'm not worried about Edelman. Will be fine. It's everybody else that's got to elevate the game.
like the not being able to create a ton of separation for
DJ
a guy
Metcalf,
like that.
You see DJ Metcalf yesterday.
Because he's bigger, right? Because you're bigger and because you have the size, you're supposed to make up for that advantage by being able to do things like protect the football
Metcalf.
And run guys over. And on that play, he had a chance to do both, and he did neither. He didn't do either one. So what are we doing here? What is this? What is this guy going to be?
Oh.
He better be good. They need him. He better improve. He better get there because he's their two. He's number two receiver, and nobody's taking over.
Don't miss games.
Well, he's not
Don't
there
miss
yet.
Games.
He's not there yet.
I mean, Damier Bird, did we see anything from him last night?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope. I did not.
Didn't see any speed.
Nothing.
Gunnar Olszewski's on IR now, so, I mean, it's him. It's Harry and Edelman.
He can't afford to get nicked up.
Well,
he can't.
Kobe Myers, but you're he can't anything.
He gets nicked up, Myers is in the game, running flanker. Your slot guy will be moved to flanker.
Yeah.
The backup slot guy. Eesh.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Open lines for you. You want to react to yesterday's win for the Patriots.
Good win, though.
Over the
Good
Dolphins.
Win. Good win. Good win to start it. It's been a weird year, and you know, Bill is complimentary of how this team's handled it and you know the professionalism. That's a good start for him.
I look at this win and say, number one, good to start the year 1-0. Number two, you got to beat teams like the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right?
They did their job yesterday.
To have any shot, you've got to beat the bad teams, right. And they did that.
Yeah. They didn't have blown assignments. They didn't have guys lining up wrong. They didn't have to burn stupid timeouts. Communication was good. They didn't have 12 men on the field. And it was a clean game. It wasn't like a high-penalized game.
But there were some mistakes, this N'Keal Harry one being one of them. And this is, you know, when they get three picks in the game, two of which they had time to score points off of.
Yep.
They didn't come away with points off of either of the first two picks.
You remember Safarian Jenkins when he fumbled?
There's just no
Jets
way
game?
They can do that against a good team.
See, and you know they preach that down there. When you get to the goal line, you secure that football. You don't reach it over. You take two hands on it because we don't want to do the ultimate awful call of that ball going through the end zone and them getting the ball as a touchback. We went through this with the Safarian Jenkins game with the Jets, and Bill talked about how much they practice that. Like, we preach it into our players. Like, do not, you know. Amendola's talked about it. James White has talked about it.
So this is a point of emphasis.
Point of emphasis, which makes it a double fail for me.
Wonderful.
Like, that's the cardinal sin. That's the rule you don't want to commit. You don't want a holding call when you're in field goal range as an offensive lineman. And as a receiver back, you don't want to fumble through the end zone.
I also say you don't want to take a sack either to take yourself out of field goal range, Cam.
Yeah.
And did he slip or did he take the sack on purpose?
It could have been a tweener where it was a major mental breakdown and he didn't see something right. He didn't feel good about the play and he just went down. I think that's what it is.
I think he went down.
Yeah.
I think he did too.
I looked at it to review. I thought the left foot slipped. It didn't really slip.
No.
Yeah.
Can't have that happen. Let's talk about the Celtics and what happened with the Seas over the weekend. We'll get back to football at 11 with why the Dolphins were stupid. It wasn't the easiest segment to pull together today, but the end of the game, thank you very much, Dolphins. You made it easy on us.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up at 11. The Celtics moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. As Zoe would tell you, they had them all the way. We'll get to that coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Solak, Ember, Trent, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jaylen Brown will guard the inbound of OG Anunoby, who's in the spot Kyle Lowry would be in when he won the game. They throw to the far corner again. Siakam catches. They got to go quick. Siakam launches the three. It's in the air. No good. Rebound. Headed out of bounds. Anunoby saves it. Back into Ibaka. He misses at the buzzer. And it's over. Yeah. And the Boston Celtics going to the final seconds of the final game of the seven-game series we all hoped it would be have not only survived the Toronto Raptors, they have taken the title belt off them and advanced, taking their talents to virtual South Beach.
Freaking Grandy. Well, it's weird. No, I experienced it yesterday. It's weird. Virtual stuff. Like, what are we in? He's in a real bubble.
Yes.
And hey, credit them, man. Calling
the,
those games
the Celtics are. The players.
Yeah, the Celtics.
Grandy's not in the bubble.
Well, it sounds like he's morphed himself into the bubble, too. Like, he and Max are in, like, a locker room bubble over there at the Garden. Same setup, you know. They sound good on radio. They do. I listen to a lot of games on radio.
All right. On to the series. What do you think? What do you think of how that series ended? The last series.
I thought Toronto fought hard. I thought they did. I thought they fought really hard. I thought this, it felt like the Celtics were going to botch the end of that game. I had that feeling like, holy crap. And I saw you on the text chain. Like, they're going to freaking choke, aren't they? No. No. Jason Tatum was really good this game. It was a good night for Tatum at game seven. He needed sort of one of those. Because there's people who are like, oh, yeah, take over the game at the end. You know, the crossover, they got picked, the game before? The throwaway in the corner. Tatum was good. Tatum was good in that game.
The reason why this team is advancing to
Marcus
the...
Marcus Smart. This Marcus Smart.
Yes.
Yeah. Every series, Marcus Smart. Is he their most consistent player? Like, other than, like, that 1 2-point game, throw one of those out of there. But... start to finish, both ends of the court, is he their most consistent player? Now, I'm not saying he's their best player. You know, obviously, Brown and Tatum and Kemba are much more talented, right, as scorers. But from a consistency standpoint, he's their most consistent player at a good level, really good level. Energy, everything. Aggressive.
You've punched their ticket to the finals. Are you still doing that?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Just, they seem like the more talented team.
They probably are.
Jimmy Butler's sitting there, and I know Butler's been really good.
Do you think this series?
Their coach is good.
Do you think this series is going to be easier than the one they just played?
No.
Okay, then. And they just took it to seven games.
Yeah.
And it came down to the final moments of the seventh.
That's their own fault, the last series. The last series is their own fault.
I would agree with that.
Freaking, you should have closed out game three. It would have been 3-0. That team would have been dead. You gave him life after that one, hitting that clutch shot with half a second left. That should have never happened. Then they botched the end of another game.
They no-showed in game four.
They should have closed them out in five.
They absolutely no-showed in game four of that series. That's why that thing went as long as it did.
Jaylen Brown said it was embarrassing, right?
Right, and it was, and it should have been. But I don't... I'm not sure I understand why this would be any easier.
That's why I feel this will be a more difficult series. Celtics putzed around in that last
series. Miami's playing really well inside this bubble.
Yeah.
Really well. And they've got some players. And I think that this series is not going to be any easier than the last one.
Okay.
I think at the end of the day, the Celtics are the better team, and they should win this series.
Okay, so that's a failure if they don't advance, right? Sort of. It's sort of a failure if they don't advance.
But, I mean, isn't there just running into a hot team? Can't that happen? Is it acceptable to just run into a team that's playing?
Not seven games.
Like,
no. Not if you have a series.
Is
there one game, yes.
Does anyone feel like there's an extreme talent gap between these two teams?
I think Celtics are better starting five. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I agree. They have a better lineup. They have a better group of players.
Top five players in the series, the Heat have won.
Okay, so Butler and so if you think Jason Tatum's your best player, okay, you take him and Butler and negate those two.
Jim's right.
After that, it's
Jim's right. If you do almost, the draft, if you do the draft of
it's
players,
a cataclysmic
I know Adebayo's
failure.
Been good, and they have got some guys, but
Adebayo's
like,
been really good.
Yeah. They're like the Celtics were. The Celtics teams that we said, oh, they're good, but they don't have the talent to make it that far. That's what the Heat are. They have Jimmy Butler and a bunch of guys.
Yes,
I think this team is going to be harder to defend than the Raptors were. I do. This team has guys who can shoot. I mean, I think that changes the game. It's going to look different than the last series.
It's a good point. I mean, because they defended Lowry in the last series, and he made shots, too, with pretty good defense around him.
Like, can Jimmy Butler put the team on his back and carry the team? No, maybe not, because, you know, Marcus Smart and all. But I think that, you know, they have other scoring options on this team, and they have guys who can shoot. And I think that's a different ball of wax when it comes to defending this team. I think offensively they have better coaching offensively with Eric Spoelstra than the highly praised Nick Nurse. Spoelstra, good coach, believe it or not. He's only gotten better since LeBron hasn't been with them.
So yeah, you have to coach now.
I would not punch the ticket to the finals just yet. But they have the better team, and at this time of year, the better team, the better roster is supposed to win. But I don't know that means it's over in five games. Might take him. Might take him the full seven here.
Might take him six.
That was a. We went to that game and when we were at the Super Bowl that week.
We did.
Was a great game.
Well, it's good
those
back and forth.
Those two teams, back and forth, back and forth. This could be a great series.
As I recall, Kemba played well in that game.
Was the meal better or was the game better? You guys went out for a nice dinner that night, too.
It was a good night overall.
It was a good night. I feel like the game was good. We ended up in that suite level thing.
Mm.
Maz got a table up there. And then he
expensed it.
I feel like Maz was hitting it pretty good there. The drinking. He was hitting it pretty good. I remember getting a little chippy with someone who got a little too close to our table.
Oh, really?
Sort of like, what's this guy doing?
Is he worried about charging him?
Was Hardy there? Did Hardy go that night? Were you with us? Oh, no, Hardy didn't go.
No, Hardy wasn't there.
He didn't go. Zoe bailed.
It was the second steak night in a row.
Capello was there. That restaurant. What was the name of that place? Fancy place.
Meat.
All the NFL players were
all
there.
Danny Amendola was there. A lot of NFL guys were there. No, that was not the name of it. It was not called
Meat. But we were all out the night before that.
So?
To a meat place, right?
So?
No, I'm trying to remember if I was there or not. I was at
the
first
one. We crammed in all the going out before we could stop. We had to stop going out as a world.
Yeah, we got a lot of that in that week.
Wisconsin's finest, Michael Felger.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Michael Felger!
He doesn't know where it came
from. Michael Felger!
He's oblivious. He's not going to react to it. Just some fan. He's probably used to it.
And then when I was walking out, I can't remember. We got to get Grandy on the line this week. Can we talk to Grandy this week? As I was leaving and I walked up, Grandy ripped off his headset in the middle of the game, was like, hey, Beetle, have you seen, he named a series on Netflix. And I'm like, what?
Weirdo.
You're asking me this in the middle of the game? What, you have a conversation about? He's like, have you seen it? I'm like, I think I had. And he's like, incredible, isn't it? Wild. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like, dude, there's a game. You got to call the game. But that you got to do the game. What are you talking about? He ripped it off right in the middle of the game, though. He's like, hey, Beetle. Hey, have you seen this show? Have you seen Tiger King?
Beetle, have you tried the cheesesteak here?
I'm like,
really
what?
Good cheesesteak downstairs.
I'm so confused. We've been drinking all night anyway, but I was so confused. I was like, what? Huh? All right, so it starts tomorrow night with a 6:30 game. How do you like that, Zoe? Early start time tomorrow night.
I like 6:30.
Yeah?
No. I can't get baseball reporters now.
Is that what it is? You're disappointed in the baseball reporters' loss?
Yeah.
Let's get to headlines. 90 seconds will go to why the Dolphins were stupid yesterday.
Stupid.
Wasn't easy, but it lives on today. We'll get to it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
High hanging kick, driving Grant inside the 15, backpedaling to the 10, receives against Bethel, spins around, and then Davis is going to take him down with help from Winovich and company. The Patriots swarm over the return man, Jakeem Grant, on a 55-yard punt by Bailey.
Too much dancing. Too much dancing back here.
Fitzpatrick takes it, drops back, pocket starts to collapse. He runs to his right, chased by Winovich and AJ Phillips. He dives to the near side, a first down lunge to the 40, but the clock is on the move. He landed inside the boundary with 3:09 and counting. Just cost himself about 30 seconds. Had a rush inside the 35 to the 34. And he's going to spot it at the 35, in fact. But again, a lot of...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
High hanging kick, driving Grant inside the 15, backpedaling to the 10, receives against Bethel, spins around, and then Davis is going to take him down with help from Winovich and company. The Patriots swarm over the return man, Jakeem Grant, on a 55-yard punt by Bailey.
Too much dancing. Too much dancing back here.
Fitzpatrick takes it, drops back, pocket starts to collapse. He runs to his right, chased by Winovich and AJ Phillips, and he dives to the near side. A first down lunge to the 40, but the clock is on the move. He landed inside the boundary with 3:09 and counting. Just cost himself about 30 seconds and a rush inside the 35 to the 34. And he's going to spot it at the 35, in fact. But again, a lot of time for Miami. Time that cannot afford to lose. Off back in the pocket. Moves up. Run. Dances at the 15. Runs it to the 10. And the clock counts down from 143.
Massive mismanagement
of the clock.
Shotgun
snap. Edelman on the end around right. He's got a lot of room outside of the 35-40. Galloping down the far sideline and eventually hit out of bounds with a borderline.
There you go.
Along the far side at midfield by Baker. And there is a flag on the play.
Personal foul. Late hit out of bounds. Defense. Number 55.
That's got to be so stupid. You're on the white. The white is 3 yards thick. He hits him on the other side of the white. He doesn't make contact until he's on the green of the bench.
He's stupid or something.
So stupid.
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
Yeah, they were sort of stupid.
Yeah.
Sort of stupid. Are we going to do this all year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
You think so?
It's one of my favorite segments,
Marty?
Yes.
Yeah? You think we'll be able to swing it all year long?
What, do you think we're going to play one clean team?
It was tough. I mean, they were inept a couple of times, but, you know, downright stupid, like really dumb decisions, really, really bad coaching backed up by bad play and bad penalties. There wasn't a lot of it.
Can someone explain after the touchdown?
Mm-hmm. Why they went for two?
Why they went for two?
I don't know.
Is that so that they were planning on going for... The only reason I could think, this is the only reason I could come up with, that they go for two after the touchdown mm-hmm. because they plan on going for two at some point because they don't want to play overtime. That's the only thing I could come up with.
Yeah, they want to get on a plane quick.
Hey, if we don't get it here, we're going for two again anyway, so we're going to have multiple two. Is that what it is?
I mean, you could somewhat do the math, but like you still got to get it, then you kick it to win. I don't, you know, but... I'd kick there, and if you want to go for the win, you go for two, you know? Or else kick it and go to overtime.
Right. Or you know? Are that they thinking sense. They want to avoid it later and just try it now? And
I don't know, but
two shots at going for two?
That wasn't
is that
bad,
what it is?
That wasn't as bad as Tampa going for it for two. Like, I mean, don't know what the hell they were doing.
Because then if you score later and you're going for two, you're just making up for the two that you missed
right.
before. But
correct.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, they had the ball with 5 minutes to go, down 10. Right?
Yeah, and they just took their good old time.
They got the ball back after that Patriots drive that ended at 5:23. So they got the ball back with over 5 minutes to play and down 10. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel they operated with enough urgency, and you certainly can't have what you just heard in that highlight, which is not getting out of bounds on the sideline and wasting right. clock. You can't have that designed run with 2.5 minutes, 2:46 on the clock. When they hand off.
Inside.
Inside and off for 5 yards. It's like, what are you doing?
And the Patriots just took their time getting off the pile. Smart by them. You know, good game management there on their part. Pile it on. Get another guy. Jump on top of the pile. Oh, yeah. Take your time getting up. Help him up.
Oh, sure. Here. Come on.
And no sense of urgency.
Like, you're guaranteed to just run a lot of time off the clock there.
Yeah, no sense of urgency.
I didn't get
tired?
That.
I think they were tired because Bill alluded to conditioning, too. It could be a conditioning thing. But you're practicing in Miami where it's hot.
I, I don't think that was it. I think they were trying to maybe catch the Patriots off guard for a big game there. I don't know what it was. They were, you know, into New England territory at that point. That was
either way, you're getting tackled.
That was from the 40-yard line. Yeah. But no matter what, you're wasting clock there.
You never want
to right?
It.
If you're throwing the ball and it's incomplete, you don't waste clock. If you throw the ball to the sidelines, you get out of bounds. You're not wasting clock. Like, what are you doing?
You're down.
You need two scores.
You're down two possessions. And when you've ever been in a two-minute drill, it's rule number one, you don't have an inside run. You don't have an inside run. Because not only if he breaks it, you don't want him running to the sideline because that's going to chew clock. And more importantly, you don't want him tackled ever because it's going to take 40 seconds. 40 seconds went off the clock after that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they had to operate with a little more urgency there. The other thing was earlier, that penalty, by the way, you mentioned, the white.
He took two steps out of bounds and then hit.
That was stupid.
Yeah, plus it's Edelman. That's stupid. He's going to get that call.
Disciplined penalty there. The one that didn't hurt them was before the half when Fitzpatrick threw the pick. The Adrian Phillips pick.
Yeah.
Was prior to that, there was a penalty that I thought was really stupid, which was right at midfield when there was a holding call on a third down conversion. And I was like, oh, the Patriots, what a gift. The Patriots needed that. They ended up converting again on the next play on a third and five.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a stupid penalty. And I think they had held on like the previous two plays. It felt like the flags
it was
were...
It was third forever. Like the Gilmore one, they could have let that one go. That was Gilmore, right? Where he kind of got his arm around
him. I'm talking about the holding call on the Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the Dolphins' stupid penalties. That was a bad time for a hold. On third and two, they converted it midfield, and then it got called back. But they converted again, so it didn't hurt them.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it didn't hurt them. But then what hurt them was Fitzpatrick throwing the pick, which didn't help matters.
It was a nice play by Phillips.
It was. So there were just... You know, bad timing on some of that stuff, whether it be the Edelman play, whether it be that hold. They were not the most disciplined team there.
You know what's nice, too, about the game yesterday? The rookies didn't crap their pants. You know, you had some rookies, like, getting in there and mixing it up, you know, whether it's the tight ends, like Ossie or Duggar. The communication was good for him in the secondary, moving around. He didn't look lost. So you can tell that they're doing a good job getting these rookies prepped and ready to go.
Can I ask you a question about the Dolphins' offense? How does it look different now with Chan Gailey running the offense as opposed to Chad O'Shea of a year ago?
I just think it's Fitzpatrick and he's streaky. It's hot or cold. Parker may not have been right. They really don't have good backs. You know, that's the thing, too. So it's a lot of it's going to be on him. Gesicki's a good receiving tight end. He's not much of a blocker. But I like him in the passing game. I'm not a fan of Gailey. You know that. So I don't know. I couldn't tell much of a difference. Like, okay, this style is different.
That's how I sort of felt. I'm like, this doesn't look much different from what they had a year ago.
Because it's the same players. You know, that's the same players. And you're going to be in gun on third down. If you're down in games, two scores, you're going to be throwing it. They kind of were doing that. Then you outsmart yourself and say, oh, let's hand it off one time inside. Yeah, stupid.
They try to run too much. They should have just thrown the ball all around the
park. All day.
I mean, I know that the secondary is good, but just keep taking chances. I mean, they ran the ball way too much.
Yeah, they get I think Chan's one of those balanced guys, too. He'll look down at the sheet and, okay, oh, crap.
30 passing attempts, 27 rushes.
Yeah, it's pretty balanced.
But they had all defensive backs on the field. They were forcing them to run, and they're taking the bait.
Yeah.
They were just taking the bait over and over again.
Pretty much.
I know it's not a why they were stupid, but how little of an impact did Kyle Van Noy have in that game?
Oh, next to none.
He was on the bench for part of the game.
He got some tackles, but they kept kicking him inside a little bit.
My favorite plays of the day was that Cam Newton run for, what, 5 yards?
Yeah.
Was it like 5 yards?
Yeah, and he's on his back. You can't grab him.
He had Van Noy make one half step the wrong way, and it was over.
He had to chase him.
Man. And he was chasing him, and he couldn't bring him down. Does he look thin? Or is it just that white uniform he's wearing now?
It's a terrible uniform. It's that all one color.
Didn't he look? I'm looking at him like, Calvin, it looks thin.
It's like they had like green pantyhose on.
Izzo got his weight.
Right? Izzo took what Van Noy lost. He looks smaller to me.
He's never been a big
guy. He looks lighter.
He's never been a big guy. He's not a big guy.
I know, but I don't know. He just looked small. Cam Newton was dragging Kyle Van Noy. I hope everyone saw this. I mean, yeah, you couldn't have
missed
it.
I'm sure he's going to be fine. It's one game. It's only one game. But still, like, just in that one game, you'd think he'd be all jacked up to play this game against his old team.
He was dragging him. Cam Newton dragged Kyle Van Noy. Took him for a ride.
Yeah. Hey, maybe there's some guys that need fans. And maybe he just wasn't all in. You kind of look around like, wow, look at this. It's quiet in here.
Maybe
Belichick said felt
maybe
like practice.
Maybe he got paid.
Felt like practice. Yeah, got paid, sure. I ain't getting hurt.
Got a kid, got paid.
Right.
It's going to be a long season. We've got to take this, you know, plan this
thing
out.
Let's pace ourselves. Yeah. We're going to lose a lot of games this year.
Playing. Easy.
Yeah. Right.
When Tua gets in there, then I'll start
playing. Oh, my God, is he little.
I told you. I told you he was little.
Jim goes, look at him down here. Look at him down here. He's like,
look at the little guy.
And he's lefty.
That's what Zoe said to Bob. Bob, look at the little guy.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Bob. No offense.
Bob goes, wow, he is diminutive.
Of course, that's what Zoe said.
Very diminutive.
Yeah, we did the line test at the Super Bowl, and I told you, I'm like, this guy is not 6 feet.
Nope.
Not that.
Nope. You have to run him around and move him around.
How did he look in warm-ups though? Does he look healthy? Does he look like his knees
he's
okay?
Moving all right. Yeah.
I mean, I want the guy to have a career.
Yeah.
I would never root against him.
No, it wouldn't have been cleared if he didn't. No, he looked fine moving around. Yeah. He's just – and Fitzpatrick isn't a big guy, but he looked huge compared to him.
COVID huge or like
what, 6'2", 6'3"?
Tall.
Yeah, I was going to say 6'2", and he was like, he looked like he was 6'6".
Yeah, he towered over him.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Oh, my God, is that little running back for the Patriots small?
Oh, Taylor.
Like him.
Oh, my God, my favorite guy of the day.
J.J. Jet Taylor.
How have we not talked about Taylor yet? How have we not done that?
Hey, you haven't even seen Harris, too. Like, this running game's going to get better.
Let me tell you, that Taylor, you know how many snaps he played in the game yesterday?
How many?
All right, well, just in your mind, how much did he impact the game when he was in there?
I bet he got 20 snaps.
Nine. That's it. He had four carries
in
the game.
He had nine snaps, and look at the impact he had. Harry had 55 snaps, and look at his impact.
Boom. There it is. That's the day summed up. J.J. Taylor. It's about time that the Patriots had one of these undrafted guys that turns into a stud.
Yeah.
I'm putting my hopes on 5'6". J.J. Taylor.
Little Dion, they call
him. Hardy talked about the mesh point. It looked like Cam could have just picked Taylor up with the ball.
Did you see
with
them
the mesh
standing
point.
Next to each
oh
other?
Oh, my God. It was
it's
so funny
awesome.
In warm-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the little guy.
The 42 barely fits on his back.
How big was Danny Woodhead? How tall was
about
Woodhead?
About the same. But he was thicker.
He was. This guy is
this
straight
guy looks like,
small.
This guy looks like Sproles.
Smalls.
Yeah.
We're going to start calling him Smalls.
Hey, Smalls.
We like him, though.
Yeah.
Taylor, love this guy. Big fan right here. We've got a whole room of big fans. J.J. Taylor fan club right here. We're all in on Taylor.
That's right.
Let's talk about Tom Brady's day yesterday. Is he having fun in Tampa Bay?
He had no fun yesterday.
Let's talk about that game and your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.